Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. The last hour before the sunset of the year. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com. Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, he is my biggest collaborator. He stays with, you know, he shows up twice a week. And, well, we're going to end the year with him. And, joining me now.
Well, I want to say.
Yes, go ahead, please, Dean Weingarten.
I want to say that it's an honor to be on the last hour of the last show of Lock and Load in 2021.
Yes, sir. Well, I thought this would work out pretty good. I mean, I've had a rough day. But
I hear that.
Well, no, just from the standpoint, I filled in on a radio station locally, 4-hour show. Then I had to pre-record the weekend show, which is another hour, and this show, which is 3 hours. So, you know, I put in my time.
Well, you're a trooper.
Yeah, I put in my time today. So, but I figured go out with a bang. So, and that's with you. So, let's talk about your everyday carry guns.
Oh, you know, I'm going to confess, it wasn't my idea to write that article. It was a request from Ammoland. Apparently, I haven't seen the series yet, but there was some indication they were going to do a series of all their writers on everyday carry guns. And I thought about it. I'm a little hesitant to give out such private information, but you know, you have to make sacrifices for the cause sometimes, and. In this one, what I wanted to let people know is that, to me, the politics of carrying a firearm are more important than the self-defense benefits. I mean, there are clear self-defense benefits carrying a firearm. But for the future of the republic and our ability to stay as free men and women, the politics are even more important for the nation. So the political benefits of carrying firearms are better served, in my opinion, when you open carry. And when you open carry, everybody knows, well, at least those who are paying attention. It's amazing how many people do not pay attention. You can walk through a crowded store, open carrying, and very few will notice, or appear to notice anyway, that you're openly carrying a firearm. And a lot of them will just assume that you're an official of some kind. I was in a store one time, and I overheard a young man talk to his female companion and say, "You better stop that stuff. That's a cop right over there." So I think open carry is the best way. Well, there are many ways to advance the restoration of our Second Amendment rights. But by carrying openly, you advertise to people that you have a right that is guaranteed by the Constitution, and the government can't take it away from you. And there are things that the government is not allowed to do in our republic, and infringing on the right to keep and bear arms are one of them. And it's an in-your-face political statement against political correctness and wokeness. And it says right up front, I'm a free person. There are things I am guaranteed by the Constitution and natural law. And you can't stop it. And it drives them nuts. And that's one of the reasons they hate the Second Amendment so much. The Second Amendment is a direct, obvious limit on what the government is allowed to do. And a lot of these people worship the government as a small g god on earth. And I'm not exaggerating. Talk to some of them sometime. There's no, it's not a coincidence that lack of faith in God, the rise of more and more agnostics and atheists, has gone along with a degradation of our constitutional rights in general. So that's one of the major reasons I open carry. And, of course, open carry is just more convenient generally than concealed carry. When you open carry, you can carry a full-size standard pistol, and it's really not a problem because you don't have to conceal it. And if you consider what most police officers and military people carry when they carry pistols most of the time, it's not some little bitty derringer that you can stuff in a shoe. It's a full-size standard pistol because they're easier to be effective with. Now, I wouldn't say derringers have no place. I think those little bitty guns are a lot better than no gun at all in a lot of cases. And they have their place, and I have some very small guns. But if I have my choice, I'll carry something that's comfortable in the hand and easy to shoot and has significant capacity. And so open carry makes that a little bit easier than trying to conceal it. I was at a friend of mine's place recently, and he had a 1911. Which I hadn't handled for a while, and I picked it up, and I said, wow, these things are a lot heavier than I remember. And a 1911 is a handful. That helps cut down on recoil. They're fine pistols, easy to shoot, in my opinion, and they're reasonably accurate. They're just a good gun. But there's a lot of other choices available now that are a lot lighter weight and have more capacity, and just are easier to carry. But that's a little side issue. So you can always conceal carry and open carry at the same time. You don't have to limit yourself to just one or the other. And there are very few cases where people who are open carrying are attacked because they are open carrying. Most of the time, the vast majority of the time, it's exactly the opposite. Bad guys generally don't want to attack hard targets. And if they see an open carrier, most of the time they'll say, go somewhere else, go after somebody who's not armed. That's just the way reality works. Now, sometimes you get deranged individuals or people who don't care whether they live or die, and they may go after an armed person. That happens now and then. But at the same time, you have people that go after people who are concealed carrying because they thought that person was not armed. So there are advantages and disadvantages to open carry and concealed carry, both. And there's no reason to limit yourself to one or the other. Right now, there's only, I believe, four states that prevent people from general open carry.
Hang on there for me, Dean. Hang on. We'll get back on that when we get back. You can find this article at amoland.com. That's where all of Dean's stuff is. And I presume now we've gone over 1,900 articles now just based upon those four that I see up there. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, as we wind down the year. And we were talking about his carry guns, which you show two of them. What generation is your Glock?
Oh, gosh, I think that one is the Gen 2.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not 100% sure because I haven't worried too much about which generation a Glock is. I know some people do, but they all work pretty well.
Yeah.
The later ones work a little bit better, I think. They've refined them somewhat. But especially if you're carrying, say, a 9mm, it's not as much of a problem because it was designed for 9mm right from the start. Some of the 40s early on had a problem. So that makes a little bit of a difference.
The earliest Glock I ever bought was a Gen 2 Glock 22. And it was so new at the time, I couldn't find ammo for it.
Oh, wow, that is new.
Because that was when, you know, that was when the 40 caliber just come out. And the 40 Smith & Wesson, as they called it. Yeah.
I got my first Glock, I think it was in 1988. And I was in Panama at the time, and I couldn't figure a way. I mean, I tried, but I couldn't figure a way to get it down to Panama so that I could get it registered. It was about a six-month process and be able to carry it down there. So it stayed in Wisconsin until I got back to the States in 89. But I had an acquaintance who was a lieutenant colonel, military officer. And there were some difficulties in Panama at that time, as you might remember.
Yes.
And Panama was known for having a fairly high crime rate, especially in Panama City. And this officer had to travel around a bit, and he wanted to carry a Glock. So he just wrote up a set of orders to himself, authorizing him to bring a Glock down to Panama.
Well, when you got it like that, I guess you got it like
fine.
That.
I mean, you know, you got to be a little creative sometimes. G. Gordon Liddy, if you remember him, when he was working with the White House, I don't know that he was on the official payroll for the White House, but he was definitely one of a sort of a subcontractor there. And he was had to live in D.C. And back then, D.C. also already had a reputation for being pretty rough. And so he got an apartment that was not in maybe the very best part of town. And he recounts, I think it's in his biography, Will, where he needed a gun, and he realized he needed one pretty fast. So he wrote on White House stationery or something, G. Gordon Liddy is hereby authorized to carry firearms concealed within the District of Columbia or any other place in the nation his duties may require, or something close to that. Stuck it in his wallet, and carried uneventfully concealed for the rest of his tour while he was there.
If you got it like that, I guess you should do it, yeah.
You know, it's, if we had full adherence to the Constitution, no one would have to write a note like that to carry in D.C., openly or concealed. And speaking of remembrances, do you recall, for a very brief time, I think it was a matter of hours, maybe a couple of days, the D.C. law on carrying firearms was struck down as unconstitutional, and a very small number of people actually open carried in the District of Columbia legally. And I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago.
I do remember that. We've had a couple of those things during the, gosh, I can't remember what it was, in California. I can't remember
we
the dude's
name. Right. It was Judge Benitez, I believe, the magazine ban was unconstitutional.
Well, I mean, there was somebody there that had the they were trying to carry a concealed carry weapon, and they ruled for him initially, and for like 2 days, constitutional carry could have been the law of the land.
Yeah.
Based off of that. But I don't remember the guy's name. Gosh, it's horrible.
Yeah, I don't remember that name either. But we do have things like little gems, little bright sparks of freedom springing up here and there, and now and then they ignite a fire, and the whole state passes constitutional carry. It's interesting when you look at constitutional carry. I'm going off of the articles here, but if you look at it, Vermont was the only state that had it for several decades.
Yep.
I mean, they had it forever. They never lost it.
They never had any state gun control.
Well, there probably are some things about you don't shoot a gun inside city limits and things like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But if you count those, and some people do. I just had a correspondent say, any restriction on carrying a gun anywhere, anytime you want to, is gun control.
Yep.
So I said, well, what about prisons? You know, there are some places that have always had restrictions just by the nature of what they are. And so, you know, you don't let people carry guns in prisons, and you can argue successfully, I would say, that they have forfeited their rights by violating the law when you arrest them. Well, okay, but it is a restriction. How about, you know, military armories? Do we just let any civilian who wants to wander into military armories armed?
Oh, no.
I don't
even
think so. Sensitive intelligence centers, you know. I mean, there are places where it makes sense. Courtrooms and extremely charged trials. I mean, there are some places. I'm not, well, you know me, that I'm a strong supporter of the right to bear arms. I have been for decades. But there just isn't an absolute right, because there are occasional rare exceptions, like prisoners in jail, you know, or a prison.
Well, in the next segment coming up, I want to talk about your bear article, because I watch a lot of shows about Bigfoot. I'm sort of fascinated by the topic, but they were going somewhere where there was supposed to be a lot of activity, and they recommended bear spray in the event of meeting Sasquatch, and they show that when they're showing the cans of the bear spray, that looks like a Lysol can. That's supposed to protect you from a bear. So, you know, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this bear story. I love the bear story. So, this also straight off the page of Ammoland.com. Dean Weingarten, of course, the most prolific writer on the biggest website on the planet in the gun culture. Pretty cool. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News.
Beloved actress, comedian, and American icon Betty White has died just weeks before her 100th birthday. According to TMZ, White passed away at her home just before 9:30 a.m. on Friday. A trailblazer and pioneer in media, Betty White had the longest-running career for any woman in TV prior to her death, starring in multiple shows over the past 8 decades, starting back in 1939. New laws are taking effect across the country on Saturday, the first day of 2022. Those new laws range from minimum wage increases to animal protection. Police accountability, along with cutting and increasing taxes, are also in the mix in New Hampshire. New abortion restrictions will be in place. Police reform measures will go into effect in Illinois, Oregon, and North Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Mickey Mouse Club actor Tiffany Hale is dead at the age of 46.
Former Mickey Mouse Club star Tiffany Hale died on Christmas Day. She was 46 years old. Hale suffered from cardiac arrest earlier this month and was in a coma for several weeks. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Novavax Inc. said it filed data Friday with the Food and Drug Administration to support clearance of its long-anticipated COVID-19 vaccine, a different kind of shot than current U.S. options. Novavax said the data package is the last requirement before the company formally submits its emergency use application next month to become the fourth U.S. COVID-19 vaccine. The announcement comes shortly after the European Commission and World Health Organization cleared use of the Maryland-based company's two-dose shot. The world's population is projected to be 7.8 billion people on New Year's Day, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and now we're going to talk about bear spray and bears, because he's got an article out there about this. Apparently some guy hosed down a bear with some bear spray, and the bear was not impressed by this. What happened with this?
Yeah, well, this was the tragic case of Carl Mock. He's a 40-year-old outdoorsman, guide, an accomplished woodsman by all accounts. And he lived close to Yellowstone National Park. This incident happened just outside the boundary of Yellowstone National Park and in a close to fairly populated area. It appeared like it happened only maybe 100 yards or so off a major road. And maybe a couple hundred yards from the end of the runway for the local community, which was probably within a half a mile of where this happened. So it wasn't way out in the middle of wilderness somewhere. And it appeared that Mock was going fishing. He had a fishing pole and fishing lures with him. He had a camera with a telephoto lens. Although it appears he didn't take any pictures of the bear or that area before he was attacked. And he had a can of bear spray with him as well. And this was one, I think it may have been the first bear attack fatality in 2021. It happened on April 15th. And in the initial reporting, the people in the media who were reporting it were very, and the people who apparently were answering their questions, were very careful not to say that bear spray had been used. they gave a little hint. They said the safety tab on his bear spray can was off. But they couldn't say for sure whether or not it had been used. So I did a little bit of investigative work myself, and I got a hold of the spokesperson for, was it Montana or Wyoming? It was Montana Fish and Game. And I asked them, so did you find any evidence that bear spray had been sprayed? And they answered that direct question. Well, yeah, there was residue of bear spray found on Mock, Mr. Mock. But, we don't know exactly how much had actually, whether it had any effect or not. And so they did a full investigation. Now it's, about 8 months later? And the full investigative report came out. And we found not only was the bear spray used, but the bear spray can was empty of bear spray. The full can had been sprayed, and there was plenty of bear spray residue on the bear. So it's pretty obvious that Mr. Mock had used the bear spray and had sprayed the bear with the bear spray, and he had still been severely mauled, and it was only a couple days later when he died from his injuries. He was never able to talk to people after he was put in the ambulance. He just managed to say a few words. One of the tragic parts of this case is he had a cell phone, and he was talking to rescuers, trying to explain to them where he was. And he wasn't very far, like I said, off the road. But because the cell phone battery was so low, they said they were having a hard time getting GPS with it. And they took 50 minutes to find him. And he's only half a mile from town. Really sad. If they'd have found him sooner, it could have made a difference. He lost a lot of blood in the meantime. But what this shows us is that bear spray is not a panacea. It's not something which solves the problem 98% of the time. And if you look at the actual study. I'm not talking about press reports of what the actual studies are. I'm talking about reading the actual studies with a critical view. You'll find that they don't say anything to the effect that bear spray is effective 98% of the time. If you read carefully, they'll say something like 98% of the people who were carrying bear spray in incidents where bears were sprayed, were not harmed. But they don't tell you that most of those incidents where bears were sprayed, the bears were not attacking. They were just curious. People would probably not have shot them in those incidents. And it includes people who were not involved with the bear, but were carrying bear spray and were in the area. I mean, it's totally a misguided, let's be kind. We'll say misguided attempt at comparing bear spray with firearms. But we have Tom Smith, who is one of the authors of most of the significant studies on bear spray and firearms in Alaska, bear spray also. And he has said on the record that it is completely inappropriate to compare the firearm study with the bear spray studies. He says they involve different things. It's not appropriate. But unfortunately, the university to which he belongs has issued a number of statements in which they directly compare the studies and attempt to make the case that bear spray is much more effective than firearms. And it simply isn't. Just a couple years ago, bear spray proponents were saying things like, well, there's never been an incident where bear spray was used and, a person was killed. Well, that's not true and hasn't been for a while. We've got at least three, it depends, maybe more. Not all of these are investigated well or reported well. I mean, if you didn't go so far as to actually read the investigative report on the Karl Mach incident, you wouldn't have known that there was an empty can of bear spray and copious amounts of bear spray found on the bear in the incident. It isn't something that's normally mentioned in the reporting either at the time or months later. But we have that case. We have the killing of Daniel Schilling in Alaska. There was no one present. He did not have a firearm, although he was a very adept woodsman. He was up at, near his cabin in Alaska, and he had bear spray. They found bear spray all over the place. He was killed. They killed at least, I think there were at least two bears that were feeding on the body. They killed two or three of them. But the apologist for bear spray said, well, we don't know exactly what happened there. I mean, yes, there was bear spray. There was bear spray all over. It was an empty can. He was killed. But we don't know if bear spray really failed in that case because nobody saw what happened. We have a case.
Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the last break. Last break of 2021, talking to Dean Weingarten. This article straight out of Ammoland.com. Got to be over 1,900 articles now. And, hey, that's just today. So check him out there, Dean Weingarten, Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
On the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we're talking about a bear spray case. And let me ask you a question about bear spray, if I may. In a typical sized can of bear spray, how long of a... Because you're not supposed to be squirting them, you're supposed to hold it down until it's empty, right? How long of a shot have you got?
The person who did the best testing on this is Tom Smith out of Utah, University of Brigham Young, I think. And he actually tested how long it takes, and in a 1 second burst will empty half the can. But by then the pressure is down a lot, so it takes a little bit more. And I'm trying to remember the exact figures, but I think you empty the can in about 3 seconds. And, of course, the pressure and the amount of spray coming out in the last half of that is a lot less than in the first half. So, you know, the pressure gets less and less spray comes out, and it's easy to empty a can. Now, I've seen people recommending that you don't hold it down and empty the can. You just do like a one-second burst, and that's about half of it. So you only get maybe a couple of shots with it. And the idea that they claim is to make a cloud of spray that the bear will have to come through to get at you. Now, the more we learn about bear spray, the more we learn of its limitations. It doesn't seem to work very well on predatory black bears. They just keep coming back. And it doesn't seem to work that well on aggressive grizzly bears. They tend to blow right through it. And it... you know, you got to be real sensitive to the wind, and you're extremely limited in range if the wind is in your face, you know, just to a few feet. And you're very limited in range if the temperature is too low. So I haven't seen any studies about, you know, how well it does in heavy rain, but I suspect that would have a significant limiting effect as well. What we do see is that bear spray does work some of the time in some conditions. But it appears firearms work a lot better. And one of the big disadvantages of bear spray is it doesn't kill the bear. Bears that are confronting humans should be killed, flat out. There aren't that many of them. The number of incidents where bears confront humans are pretty small. And bold bears that confront humans and think they're the top predator in the area should be killed, and then we'll take those out of the gene pool, and the next generation of bears will be a little less aggressive. I think you see that. If you look at the bears in the lower 48, especially those around the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, they're very aggressive, and they get into a lot of human conflicts. And a significant percentage of them are killed by humans every year in self-defense. Whereas if you look at Alaska, where grizzly bears are generally hunted, proportionately they have something like 100 times as many grizzly bears in Alaska, about 50,000 compared to about less than 1,000 in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. And you have about the same number of fatal attacks in Alaska as you do in the lower 48. So it's clear to me that if you allow hunting of bears so that they are conditioned to realize that going up against humans is not a good idea, you just get far less conflict and far fewer dead bears from human conflict. But you have to weed the herd or the... I don't know, what a group, a pack of grizzly bears? What would you call it? What's the correct term for mini grizzlies?
I think it's a bear.
In danger, bear pack, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, and grizzly bears are far more dangerous than black bears in general. It's just there's so many more black bears that the amount of people killed by one group or another is about the same. So I want to say that bear spray has positive uses, and it does. You know, if you got a bear that's curious around your camp or used to getting food there, spray may be enough of a deterrent to keep them away and to teach them maybe not to be so forward around people. But firearms are, in my opinion, are far more effective. We have over 100 incidents where pistols were used in defense against bears, and the effective rate is about 97%. And that's pretty darn good and, in my opinion, far better than anything we've seen out of bear spray studies.
So,
I say carry a firearm first, and if you have room for it and can carry the extra weight, then carry some bear spray as a secondary, as a backup. Something that can be used when the situation isn't so dire.
Don't you have to sort of stand still when the bear is charging to hit it with the bear spray?
You know, I haven't seen many cases where people tried dodging, and these attacks are fairly quick.
Yeah.
Some of them can take a little longer. I have got an article coming up. Hopefully, it'll be, with any luck, it'll be published next week. I've got a little work to do on a picture, but I've got permission and everything else on it. And it's the first one I've come across where somebody who was extremely proficient actually reloaded his pistol in the course of a bear charge.
Well, here's the other question. How far out does that stream of bear spray or that...
They say about 15 yards, 20 yards, maybe.
15 yards. So you got to wait till the bear is charging and 15 yards away from you before you can bring it up.
They put it this way. You want to get it, you know, so the bear forms a cloud between you and the bear, but you don't want it to be too soon because the bear spray may drift out of the area or, you know, get too dispersed. You don't want to be too late because then the bear's already on you. It's one of these Goldilocks things, you know. It can't be too soon or too late. It has to be just right.
Yeah, but I, you know, with my 10mm, I could engage him at...
Yeah, well, it's true.
35 yards or something, you know, I could engage him with that. First off, let me just say this. Dean, you have brought this past year has been good. It's been difficult for me, but it has been good with all the rescheduling and all of the changing things and all the missed shows and everything that I had this past year with all the stuff I had going on. It has been a pleasure to work with you and publicize your work and publicize Ammo Land and everything else. And I just want to say thank you.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be on the show. and I enjoy it immensely, as well as I think you're doing a great public service.
I do appreciate that. And if you will stand by and let me just dole out what I need to dole out. Next year in May, this show will have been on the air for 10 years. Most people don't get that long of a run, I think, on a radio show. Most of them, some go much longer, you know. But first off, let me thank Genesis Communications Network for putting up with all of my idiosyncrasies and nonsense. My program director, that's Lee Wickenhauser. My affiliate relations guy, that's Adam Miller. Jason and Brad and Alex and all the other guys that actually make me sound like I sound. It's an ensemble cast. I'm just the guy that you see or hear. So let me thank them. My sponsors, all of my sponsors that have stood with me all this time, very deep thanks to them. Can't do this, can't be an advocate unless you can pay the rent. And so for that reason, I thank them as well. And, of course, then there's everybody that might be listening to this. Without an audience, I'm just in a room by myself talking to a big stick. The next time you and I reconvene, it'll be 2022. I've got plans. So stand by. And remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.